With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump honors a fallen NYPD officer. He attended police officer Jonathan Diller's wake on Long Island yesterday. The 31-year-old officer was shot and killed Monday during a traffic stop in Queens. The man accused of fatally shooting Diller has been charged with first-degree murder of a police officer and other charges. The House will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate next month. House Republicans impeached Mayorkas last month for his lax handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Speaker Mike Johnson will send the articles of impeachment to the upper chamber on April 10th. The Democrat-controlled Senate is not expected to convict Mayorkas, and they may move to quickly dismiss the impeachment. The Government Accountability Office reports $236 billion worth of improper payments were made by federal agencies last year. Bob Agnew explains.
A GAO report released this week shows four-fifths of the payments in 2023 came from Medicare, Medicaid, expanded federal unemployment insurance, the Earned Income Tax Credit, and the Paycheck Protection Program. Improper payments are defined as, quote, those that should not have been made or were made in the incorrect amount. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Immigration and Customs Enforcement is going after illegal immigrants convicted of drug crimes. ICE announced more than 200 arrests nationwide of illegals who have been convicted of drug trafficking or multiple drug possession offenses involving meth, fentanyl, cocaine, or synthetic drugs. Many of those arrested are expected to be removed from the U.S. Crews are now in salvage and recovery mode at the scene of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. It involves removing the wreckage of the bridge and the huge cargo ship so that the harbor can reopen. This is SRN News. A new look at faith in America.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that the only group of believers that is growing in this country is non-believers. 26% of Americans are religiously unaffiliated, up from 21% a decade ago. All faith groups are seeing declines in membership, with Catholics leading the way down. The poll does indicate that white evangelical Protestants are losing the least number of people, holding just about steady. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two families of minor children have filed a constitutional challenge to an Ohio law that bars sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. The suit, which was filed with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union, claims that the state is denying minors health care. The law, which also bars males from competing against females in school sports, is set to go into effect April 24th. It's SRN News. China announces that it will remove significant tariffs on Australian wine.
China imposed tariffs of up to 200% on Australian wine in 2020 after the then Australian Prime Minister called for an objective, independent assessment of how the COVID-19 pandemic began. It cost suppliers an estimated $1.2 billion and left them with the equivalent of 859 Olympic swimming pools of wine in storage.
A judge in Los Angeles deals a blow to Hunter Biden's legal team. Attorneys for the president's son argued that tax charges against him were politically motivated. The judge said he hadn't seen any evidence to support that claim. Biden's accused of failing to pay at least $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 2019, faces three felony charges, six misdemeanors, and could get a 17-year prison sentence. More at SRNnews.com.